Joe Biden picked up a cross-party endorsement today from former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. As Democratic organizers look to turn the tide for this year's presidential race, one voting bloc on their minds are moderate Republicans, people who've maybe had enough drama for one four-year period, but may have never voted for a Democrat, or at least not for a while. Is Republican Rick Snyder the man to overcome their reservations about a Democratic candidate for president? With us to discuss this and other topsy-turvy news is Chad Livengood, senior editor at Crain's Detroit. Chad, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me, April.
So you had a conversation with Rick Snyder today.
I did, yes. Talked to the former governor. He's somewhat been in seclusion of sorts, living out his retirement now on Gun Lake in Allegan County at his family's home there, and has kept a really low profile. And particularly in politics, he has made a policy not to comment on any policy or decision making of the current governor, Gretchen Whitmer. And until now, really has not said anything about politics in general. So this endorsement of Joe Biden, and also very pointed criticism of President Trump, calling him a bully and someone who lacks a moral compass. This is pretty strong words from Rick Snyder, who has always shied away from getting into the politics of things. And so for him to wade into the cauldron of 2020 presidential politics caught some attention today.
Right. Snyder actually refused to endorse a candidate back in 2016, and Donald Trump made him a bit of a target for the lack of enthusiasm. Did he tell you anything about why he felt it was important to go public this year?
He said that Donald Trump's divisiveness has really rankled him. Governor Snyder went to Trump's inauguration, and he sat out there in the mall in Washington and sort of expected to see some type of a unity speech that we normally see from new presidents at inaugurations, and said he saw a lot of more divisiveness and what he described as a president who was only focused on governing for his core constituency. And not all the people. And he said that, he criticized the president, said he hasn't really grown into the job or really taken seriously the work that needs to be done in the leadership. And he just was very praising of Vice President Joe Biden's record of public service. One of the things he told me is he's gotten a lot of feedback already today from people saying, I'll never vote for that socialist Joe Biden. And Rick Snyder replied to me that Joe Biden's not a socialist.
Were you very surprised that Snyder decided to come out and say something right now?
Yeah, a little bit. He has been, like I said, very under the radar. Some of that has to do with his record and the disaster of the Flint water crisis. There's still really a stain on his governorship. He has not really talked about it. In fact, I asked him today if he wanted to comment about the recent settlement of the $600 million, and he declined. I also asked him, did he vote for Donald Trump in 2016, which is a question that befuddled Capitol reporters for weeks on end, months on end in 2016. And he said, he reminded me he never has said that publicly. And quote, I'm going to stick to that. I just stayed out of that election.
Right. Snyder's lieutenant governor, Brian Kelly, who currently runs a small business group, endorsed Donald Trump a few months ago. And, you know, one might say that Kelly and Snyder are cut from a similar cloth. They're both cerebral guys, convivial Republicans, fiscal conservatives, maybe a little more middle of the road on social issues. What do you make of the division in endorsements?
Well, Callie, this has been a long road for him on this, on Donald Trump. He famously unendorsed Donald Trump in the 2016 election on what I've referred to as Billy Bush weekend, where the Hollywood Access tape surfaced of Donald Trump making sexist and remarks about his ability to touch women however he wants and when he wants. And Brian Kelly was a prominent Republican who revoked his, rescinded his own endorsement, and then never lived live that down, essentially, in Republican politics. It was one of the reasons Brian Kelly had almost no chance of winning the Republican nomination for governor in 2018. Bill Schuette, the attorney general, who flipped from Jeb Bush's camp to Trump's camp pretty quickly. He never let Callie live that down in that primary campaign. Now Callie's in a different position. He's essentially a lobbyist for the Small Business Association of Michigan, and he's at a different stage in his life and career. He's much younger than Rick Snyder. Obviously, Rick Snyder made millions of dollars in the private sector before he became governor, mm-hmm. and doesn't really need to earn a living anymore. And Brian Kelly is out there as a potential candidate for office again someday. And so you just don't really know how long Trumpism is going to live past the presidency of Donald Trump.
So basically, Brian Kelly might actually want to run for office as a Republican again in Michigan, and Rick Snyder's probably not going to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Snyder is not exactly propped up as a party leader here in Michigan. In fact, I saw that Laura Cox, the current head of the Michigan GOP, wondered aloud on Twitter why anyone would care what Rick Snyder thinks. And as you mentioned, Democrats have made him a bit of a punching bag over the Flint water crisis. Do you think the endorsement of Rick Snyder does anything significant for Joe Biden? Do you think it changes any hearts and minds?
Yeah, Laura Cox called him Mr. Irrelevant, and Laura comes from Livonia, Michigan, and Livonia is the city to sort of watch. The longtime Republicans who have been maybe moderate, middle-of-the-road Republicans have been really turned off by Donald Trump. We saw that in the 2018 election with the pink wave that put Gretchen Whitmer in the governor's office and swept women in particular across the board into the legislature, into Congress, in Oakland and Macomb County, the suburbs of Detroit that are so crucial to winning Michigan. And so there is a voter out there that Rick Snyder is speaking to has been probably pretty quiet, probably doesn't weigh in about politics on Facebook, but maybe has been reserved enough that they're just going to wait to go to the ballot box and punch the ticket for Joe Biden and try to oust Donald Trump and make him a one-term president.
I wanted to ask you about another political flip, this one in the other direction. This week, Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle, a Democrat, is supporting an effort to curb Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive powers as she has exercised them during COVID. So this is a sort of lower level Democrat within the party going after the top elected official in the state. You spoke to Mark Hackle this week about it. Let's take a listen.
Let's just say I've been asked to just kind of support whatever decisions are made. If you remember early on, I supported her initial try to figure out how do we get roads funded. I supported when she was trying to push through with her budget. You know, I was the one that was out there trying to figure out how do we get this going and supporting her all the way. But then when I started asking questions, and I'm being asked not to continue to just support blindly without asking questions and wanting better understanding of what's going on, that's when it got a little contentious.
Chad Livengood, this issue is red meat for Republicans who support Donald Trump. They've been very critical of Governor Whitmer. It may be that Mark Hackle gets some nods from Republicans, but do you get any sense that Whitmer's executive powers have been an issue among other Democratic moderates? I mean, are there Democrats beyond Macomb County who might be on board this and think the state has been being too heavy-handed?
I definitely think there are voters out there, middle-of-the-road voters, who have started to question a lot of the intent and the reasoning and rationale behind some of these executive orders. And one of the flashpoints has been these businesses that are continuing to be closed, like bowling alleys and hockey rinks and movie theaters, because there hasn't been any real broad explanation about what exactly is more unsafe about those type of facilities than going in and pulling a slot machine handle at Greektown Casino, which the governor has been allowing now for 4 weeks. And so that's where you get a lot of Hackle is tapping into a sentiment of the voters that probably voted for Gretchen Whitmer or have at least given her high marks, and certainly her approval rating has remained high, and her supporters will point to that. But this, as this pandemic has lagged on, there have not been a lot of explanations about a lot of the policies, and I think Hackle is kind of reflecting the the frustration with that you see across the board in different communities of the state and obviously different sectors and halls of power.
Just like Snyder with the Republican Party, Mark Hackle isn't exactly beloved among Democrats. Do you think that his endorsement does anything significant?
I think it has some staying power in Macomb County, certainly. And it plays well to his base, which is very bipartisan. And Mark Hackle has been kind of an estranged Democrat for some time. Of course, there may be some motivation from Democrats to say, hey, you know, next in 2022, it's the time to take Mark Hackle out in a primary. Although Mark Hackle has seemingly had a lot of staying power as both a county executive and the sheriff there. But there definitely could be some crowds this plays to. One thing that he said to me in the third person was that Mark Hackle is not trying to run for governor, and he said Mark Hackle is not angry at the governor, and so we will see about that. Mark Hackle is also known to float his name or the potential for run for governor. He's done it a couple times, most recently back in 2017. And so we'll kind of have to sort of see how the politics play out on this one.
Chad Livengood, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.